first of all, just want to get your thoughts on obviously Mo Salah's situation, the fact that he's due back here tomorrow, but also as well, it seems that his commitment's being questioned. Ahmed Hassan has said he is the captain, he should stay with the team no matter what, even if he only had one leg to stand on.
Let me first say, the one, you should never doubt the commitment of Mo Salah. I never met a guy, a player, but also a human being who's more committed to the life of being a professional football player. And I know the country is devastated losing him. We were devastated to hear that he got injured. He plays the first game, scores, assists, captain, massive importance, of course. But the only reason why our medical team and their medical team decided for him to come back is to give him the best possible chance to be available in the final, if Egypt reached the final.
But at the same time as well, I mean, when you hear of Mo getting injured, it's such an unusual situation. We used to talk about him being so durable.
So I think because of the first message what came out that it would be probably only a few days, 1 week, but then they made a detailed scan, and then it came out that there's a proper tear in his hamstring. So it means that it will take, expected return to play will be between 3 and 4 weeks. If everything goes smooth and everything goes right, Mo knowing it will go smooth and it will go right because how he treated his body before. But yeah, now I said before, what I'm really happy about, and that's that the medical team of Egypt and the medical team of Liverpool Football Club really worked together and were really in close contact, and they both made this decision. So it's an example how international football with club football should cooperate to put the player in the center and not targets of everyone, because it's a conflict of interest. No, but how it works now is that all of us made the decision what's best for him, and for him it's the best have a stable environment, knowing the people, having a proper people who are committed, not who have time and focus on this rehab process, and we know how it will go here in this facility. And
last time how much of an example is Diogo Jota of that? It's 5 goals in his last 8 for Liverpool. Well, and the goals, the assists. As well,
yeah, so. I never judge him only of that, but yeah, it's really important. Darwin as well, by the way.
Yeah.
Now it's really, that's the sign of a good squad, and that's a sign of the character, and I mean the passion and the ambition of the players we have, all of them. Jota is a player who, when he's in this angry mood, when he's in this mood where he wants to run against the world, where he wants to decide, he can do things, which is incredible. And we have to get him in this mood as often as possible. But really, really happy with how Darwin, Lucho, Diogo, Harvey, Cody, how they all step up in different moments. It's never that you can rely on the same, but it was the same with Bobby, Mo and Sadio. When Mo didn't play well, Bobby played well. If Sadio and Mo didn't, Bobby was the one. If Sadio was not creating, Mo would score the goal. So what I'm trying to say is that that's when you are drilled, if you are trained, if they are all committed, if they are confident, these things happen. So, yeah. A no-brainer. You have eyes, no? All of you guys. If you're decisive, if you're top of the league and you're the one of the most decisive players in the team, and who is with and without the ball, the player who sets the tone, who takes the initiative, who always shows up. But with playing a lot of games, you get some small niggles as well. You saw in the last game, and he's still young, but he acts like a senior. No, he takes himself out as precaution. Yesterday he was fine, so no issue. So that's really, really cool.
Carlos,
on Darwin, 10 goals, 10 assists this season.
I know strikers are judged on goals, but he's much more than a goal scorer, isn't he? And he's always involved in a game, isn't he?
Yeah, chaos all around him. Could be a song. We are really happy with him. But I said it last time and the time before. It's like young, hungry, energy, direction. Each game he can create 6 chances just by himself. If he trains like how he trains, if he keeps the braveness in his play, then goals will come because he's creating and the team is creating and he will become better. Everybody says, oh, this is the... No, he will become better. He will improve. And he's already important, you know, for this team. That's really nice to see. I'm really happy, yeah. We are really happy.
And Conor Bradley put another great performance against Bournemouth. How crucial was that loan to Bolton for his development and his confidence as well?
Yeah, absolutely. The right moments, the right loan makes a big difference. It's where England is famous for. Find the right timings to play in the lower league. But it's really important that he goes to the right manager who did an unbelievable job, the right style of play. He's a player who, like 2 years ago, Owen Beck and Conor Bradley in the second team, the right side, the left side, they dominated the complete channel offensively and defensively. So we knew it's not a surprise and how he's training now. It's not a surprise what he's doing. We always believed it. It's part of our project, you know, to bring these young players from since already a long time. We had so many games, so many important games and so many decisive games where these players were involved. So it's nice to see Conor now as well in this. And the loan, yeah, of course, yeah. If you can make minutes, senior, right style, and then come back immediately after the preseason. But we always believed he was not a player who went on loan to create market or he went on loan to come back and to play. Was really unlucky with the injury, because if you guys saw preseason, that was impressive, no? And he's that's what I said the other day to Jurgen. The young players, our players, the work the academy is doing, the work Vitor Matos is doing with the young players, the belief we have as management to bring them, but how they do it, it's just impressive. So Conor, he leaves his position to press. So he's already 5 meters in front of 2 players who stay up and go because he knows. But then with the ball, he adjusts so easy to move to the half space to the inside. Not even, you don't have to tell, you just to try. And these things, because they are trained for so many years. And the boys have so much courage and they know that we trust. And then it's nice to see this. I'm really happy that everybody outside world, but we see it already since 6-7 years that all these young players make such an impact, and that's a sign of I'm talking too much. That's a sign for a healthy club. Yeah.
Carl.
Okay. You. Yeah. So Kurt has just spoken about Noam, because I think that's an important one to say. Trent is now 2 weeks. He will join team training in the end of the week. So hopefully we'll be ready for the FA Cup. Dominique trained yesterday with us. Tomorrow will come too soon, but he will be ready for the FA Cup if everything goes smooth, of course. Robbo, that's now 13 weeks after surgery. So he got the clearance to train fully with the team, can make contact, bone healed. So that's really, really cool. I just met him in the canteen and he said, Pep, I took my tracksuit with me today. So, but he only trained once, so he's pushing himself into the squad. It's nice because he's one of our captains, so really important. So that's cool. But speaking about Robbo, we have to speak about Joe Gomez, because what he's doing this season, playing on the right, playing in the center, playing on the left. We ask him to move inside to be the extra player. Every time the side. Probably our most consistent player this season. And I'm really, really happy for him. And it shows a lot about our squad, I think, that these players can play more positions and do it in a way. So that's good. Then Trent, good. That's it, no? Robbo. More we spoke about, yeah. If he trains well today. Yeah. Yeah, it's medical team said it's a coaching decision. So he's in. Yeah, I said before, no, playing finals is one of the most important things for a team to develop, winning them. Playing a semi-final in January is great in the season. Being able to reach Wembley, one of the most iconic stadiums in the world, is unbelievable. All these things have impact on development. It creates a squad as well. I said it 2 years ago when we play all four competitions till the end. It creates for all players a constant opportunity that maybe they're not playing now, but in 2 weeks they know that they're going to play, so they train in a different way. So that's really important. So all of all, I like a lot if we play every 3 days. The more games we play, the better, because it means that everybody will be involved. You are reaching finals. What means development? More difficult games means more development. So yeah. It's important, yeah, and it gives opportunity. You know, we would not have seen all these players, these young ones, if you don't play in four competitions. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we drove back from Bournemouth. What's the second time? Fulham. No, what? So far I know. So far I know, everything is good to travel. We travel by train, no. We are a green club, so we travel by train.
We're last one.
Just last one, Callum Ramsey. Pep has obviously come back from pressure. Mm. Difficult 18 months.
Mm. Yeah. 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 Him and Nate, so good example. So there's interest, what's good. We have to find with the agent, with himself, with the clubs, the right decision for the player. He needs to have game time, needs to play, have a lot of success. That's why I like the move of Fabio, for example. He plays a lot, so he's straight away decisive, together with Tyler. And Matt Newberry, our head of loans, he's full of business. No, this winter he needs a holiday after this, for sure. But these boys have all potential, otherwise they would not be with us, but they need as well the right pathway. And what you said, no, a good loan can do wonders.